Words of Hope's mission is to share the good news of the gospel in all ways. This year, from July 24 through 31, we are running or walking the Near Plus Far virtual 5K, and we need your help. You can spread the message of hope near and far by participating in this event. When you sign up, you will receive a runner's packet and gain access to an exclusive community and special content. God calls us to share the good news in all ways so that every life can be changed. To sign up, visit woh.org/nearfar5k. That's woh.org/nearfar5k. This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is A Blanket of Fog. It was written by Helen Hoffman. The scripture for today is Acts chapter 12. We're going to read verses 5 through 11. So Peter was kept in prison, but earnest prayer for him was made to God by the church. Now when Herod was about to bring him out, on that very night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries before the door were guarding the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood next to him, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on his side and woke him, saying, "Get up quickly." And the chains fell off his hands. And the angel said to him, "Dress yourself and put on your sandals." And he did so. And he said to him, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." And he went out and followed him. He did not know that what was being done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they had passed the first and the second guard, they came to the iron gate leading into the city. It opened for them of its own accord. And they went out and went along one street, and immediately the angel left him. When Peter came to himself, he said, "Now I am sure that the Lord has sent this angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all that the Jewish people were expecting." It was the late 1990s. Zapatista rebels had seized the Saltal Bible Center in Chiapas. Martin and Rosa's small ranch shared a boundary with the school that was invaded by the Zapatistas. This made Martin's herd of cattle vulnerable, so he decided to sell a truckload of them. He had contracted a truck to come at 5:30 the next morning. As daylight faded, Martin noticed several of the armed rebels standing guard on their side of the fence, looking at the cattle in his corral. Martin and Rosa prayed through the night. The night became very cold. A heavy fog formed in the valley. One by one, the Zapatista rebels returned to the warmth of the Bible school dormitory. Martin and Rosa continued praying that the truck would arrive on time and that the cattle would load quietly. The truck did not arrive at 5:30 the next morning. At 6 o'clock, daylight dawned, but still, no truck. Finally, at 6:30, the truck arrived. Although it was light outside, thick fog hung low to the ground. The cows were quietly loaded. Not one animal made a sound. As the truck pulled away from the corral, the fog began to lift. The herd was gone, undetected by the rebels, and Martin and Rose's income was secured. This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including to request a print copy of this devotional, visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And join us again tomorrow for more Words of Hope.